Welcome to Spiraling, the Iced Tea Podcast after show, where we spill the tea about things that may or may not be figure skating. I am Neto.
I am Megan.
Hi, Megan. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to let everybody know that I'm a whole year older now.
Yay!
And I'm mature. I'm leaving the childish things of the past behind.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I will not be swearing or making any sorts of...
Oh, is this a mature podcast now? I'm almost 30. Wait.
Okay, wait. Is it what does it say about me that I was like, swearing is childish, adults don't swear? I feel like that's actually the opposite problem most people have.
Yeah, well, you're now such a mature woman that you don't need the crutches of like edginess and swear words. Yeah. Also, mature woman sounds deeply cursed.
I'm only 33, but mature woman. I mean, I'm more of a mature woman than Jesus. No, Jesus was 33 when he died.
Jesus was 33, so you have a whole year to outlive Jesus. I'm also not sure if Jesus was ever... We know that God is a woman because Ariana Grande told us, but I'm not sure if she meant Jesus.
Want to hear something funny about Jesus and the number three before we start?
Please do.
Okay, I was in choir rehearsal last night, and the director made a joke about, like, the number three being really prominent in the mass, and, mm-hmm. like, there's these two ladies in choir who usually sit behind me, and they're, like, the Statler and Waldorf of choir, but they don't think anyone can hear them, but you super can, and one of
that
them was,
to
like...
me when I was in choir.
God, yeah, and they're great, and one of them was like, I don't get it. Is that an inside joke for Christians? I don't get it. And then the other one went, yeah, like Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And she was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, amazing. I love them.
Yeah, it was great.
God, so that was me.
But the moral of the story is that I love the idea that of like any religious dogma being called an inside joke.
Oh, God. Is it? It's on an episode of Dirty Laundry. And I don't remember which guest of the show says it, but it's someone who's not Christian, and they refer to like dogma and just like the whole thing as the lore. And it's so fucking funny to be like, I'm not familiar with Christian lore.
That honestly does make more sense to me than like inside joke.
Yeah, inside joke feels like we're laughing at the expense of Jesus,
and which maybe we are.
We're not, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm also not particularly, I mean, very Christian. We're talking about Junior Worlds. Hello, this is a figure skating podcast.
Hello, this is a figure skating podcast. And the number three to us is the amount of people on podiums.
Oh my God, beautiful.
Unless
the
it's Father, American
Son,
Nationals.
Holy Ghost.
What's the pewter medal of the Holy Trinity? Is it
Judas.
Like John the Baptist? Yeah.
No, it's straight up Judas. I don't fucking know, girl. Yeah, but we are talking about Junior Worlds because we didn't cover it on Main, but we did watch it, most of it anyway. And we wanted to just quickly go over the podium because it's always very exciting watching like how Junior Worlds compares to the rest of the season, and also how it might predict where we're going with seniors in the next couple of years. So we're going to do that, and we're going to start with the girls, the ladies, the women. Before we start, I was so obnoxious the other day. I can't remember what sport it was, but I saw someone post something about like, ladies like fucking beach volleyball or something, and I had my Twitter replies open to be like, actually it's women's sports now, and then I was like, who am I?
Yeah, how do we get here?
Like, I've become the monster.
Jesus.
Yeah, hey, I feel
Jesus.
Like I wanted
brought it back
to
around.
Oh my God, it's all about Jesus. We are now hard pivoting into being a deeply Christian podcast.
God, can you imagine? Oh my God.
That would be a take. Anyway, the women's podium at Junior Worlds 2023, which took place in Calgary, Canada, at a very beautiful rink. That rink is so pretty.
Canada knows how to do a rink, man. Like, they are not goofing around. And can I just say, every competition should be in Calgary because it never failed to make me laugh when it was cut off a little bit and it just looked like people were standing in front of signs that just said Gary 2023. Like, who's Gary? I don't know. Gary 2023. He's running for president of Canada.
My best friend, Gary. Not prime minister, mind you. He's running for president of Canada.
I think that every competition, the
should thing be about on, Gary.
Well, I was going to say, like, every competition, there could just be, like, a guy's name or a woman's name, because it's 2023. Could be anybody's name. Just, like, on the ice. Maybe they win a raffle or, like, it's the Zamboni driver. Like, I'm just throwing out ideas here. But just someone's name. Like, and so it's just, like, you know, like, Shoma Uno skating out and, like, getting in his dramatic pose. And then on the ice, it just says, like, Kevin or something. Maybe it's Kevin Amos did that. I don't know. I should have picked a name that wasn't.
We're gamifying, like, on rank advertisement. We're coming up with, like, game mechanics where you can win one of the, I don't know what they're called. I work in advertisement. I don't know what they're called, like, the little advertising signs that are on the walls. You can win one of those. I don't know how. ISU, get in our DMs. We can talk about it in this marketing strategy. But there's, like, you were right, some sort of raffle, or you have to, like, write, like, a college essay about it and be like, here's why I deserve to have one of those, like, advertising slots. But the caveat is that you can only have your name on it, but you get to design it. So it could be like Kevin, but it's like all blue and sparkly or some shit.
Yeah, it's like Samantha, but with a cool S.
It's the S.
The Stussy S. I love how we're like, we need to reform the ISU. We need to get figure skating more accessible. We need to get the audience engaged. And then when we come up with ideas, it's fucking this.
Would you not be engaged? Would you as an audience?
Are you not engaged?
Are you not? Do you as an audience not feel like if you had a chance to have your name just like randomly in random shots, would you not be into that? I would unironically enter this raffle. I think it's so
funny. Want Ilya Malinin to do a quad axel over my name. That's cool.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. It's very fun. It's like how in different sports they have like a kiss cam with, like, you could pay to have your marriage proposal or something like typed out on screen, but it's just one piece of the boards and it just says Samantha with a Stussy.
That's Samantha with a Stussy. God, I love it. So let's talk about the podium that happened in Gary. The other thing was, I kept thinking, I was watching it with friend of the pod Jules and her mom, and we kept laughing about the idea of there being a Junior Worlds in Gary, Indiana.
I mean, I can't see why not. Does Gary, Indiana have a rank? What is the closest?
I never know.
On? I'm going to Google the closest ice rank to Gary, Indiana.
I wonder if anybody listening is like of Indiana and they
if
would
you're
the
from
answer.
Indiana, let us know. Apparently, okay, so there is the Cube Sports Complex is in Hammond, Indiana, and that shows up as like the closest one. I am looking at a map of Indiana, but I've never been there, so I'm not sure how close that is to Gary, Indiana.
I drove through it one time. So I'm an expert.
I am happy to report that it's Cube Sports with a K. So you know they're very cool.
I wonder if it's owned by the Kardashians.
It'd be so funny for one of the Kardashians, like, franchises to be the ice skating rink. Oh my God,
in
Megan.
Hammond, Indiana.
It's an ice skating rink, but they also have a trampoline park. I want to go. I'm going there.
Shut up. That combines my favorite Winter Olympic sport and my favorite Summer Olympic sport in the same arena owned by one of
the Kardashians.
Kardashians.
So anyway, let's talk about the podium in Gary, Indiana.
All right.
Junior Worlds 2023. Sponsored by the Kardashians and Samantha with a Stussy.
Oh, man. Who won bronze of the women? Was it Ami Nakai of
Japan? It was Ami Nakai of Japan.
Wonderful.
I am very charmed by her commitment. Should we say, yeah, commitment to like golden age musical theater and like Gershwin.
Yeah.
Because it's the combination I got rhythm and then the Saigon. It's just so, like, first-year musical theater student. It's very charming to me.
It's very, like, maybe this is just a joke for us because, you know, we never do that.
As but, opposed to the rest of what we've been doing for the past 10 minutes.
Yeah, or 4 years. so, but I sort of feel like the I Got Rhythm, Miss Saigon, Shot Chaser is very like you're in a freshman seminar about the history of musical theater, and I Got Rhythm is like obviously featured, and then like the very last class, your professor who's like old breaks out Miss Saigon and is like, "See, I'm cool. I have contemporary things," and it's from like the 80s.
Oh God.
But oh, like, am I wrong?
Yeah, no, we know this professor.
Anyway, yeah, I think it's like the very pink dress, right? For I Got Rhythm.
Yes.
I feel like it's that combined with the fact that she's very young and the music choice. It's a little bit like pageant-y.
Yeah.
It didn't quite work for me. Not that the skating wasn't beautiful. I love her as a skater, and I really liked her at Japanese Nationals. I'm happy she got to, like, go on and show her stuff. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's fair to say, like, this juniors program was too junior for me. I want to take it from where it's coming, so I think it was fine. I would have liked the dress maybe a little bit less neon.
Yeah, I feel like... It is hard to criticize a juniors event for being juniors, but there's something about the earnestness of like the showgirl stuff that it just doesn't click for me, which is fine. But I feel that way about most of, I'm looking at like the top 12 because I have it pulled up. I feel that way about most of them. It's just like, it is so charming what you're doing. And that sounds like, it sounds condescending, and I don't mean it like that because I would die if I attempted any of the things they're doing. It's just, there's something, okay, what excites me about Junior Worlds and like the Junior Grand Prix is seeing the people we're going to be watching over like the next Olympic cycle and just like the next couple of years going into seniors and like doing the big events. And it's always charming to me knowing that in a couple of years, I'm going to be like, oh my God, remember fucking I Got Rhythm in a neon pink dress, you know?
Yeah. Also, it's really charming to me to see how tiny they all are. She's 4'9".
So little.
She's 14 years old, which is also very young. And I think as they continue to raise the age minimum for seniors, it might be a couple years till we see her. Yeah. I'm not sure if she'll be eligible next year or the following based on when the age minimums go. I don't care to do math. Months are confusing to me. oh, she has the same birthday as my cat.
Oh, my God. We got to stan. No,
we
got
to stan.
Wow.
So I think, yeah, that's so never mind. She should win everything.
Yeah.
But no, I think she fell on her triple axel, which almost gives me this is so insane, but this almost gives me more hope for her longevity.
Because, yeah, no, I know.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, because she's not breaking all of her bones at 14.
Yeah, if you're landing every really hard jump very consistently as a young, like, prepubescent kind of person, that to me tells me that your technique might be a little too reliant on the body you have right this second.
Yeah, and I would much, much rather you survive longer than be very... Which is not to say... Because we're going to talk about the rest of this podium. And for the record, all three of the girls on this podium are 14. Across the board, all of them 14.
Isn't Mao only 13?
Apparently, she's... According to Wiki, she is 14. Maybe she aged.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. She has aged. Time does continue.
Time is happening.
Also,
for everyone, not just you. People get birthdays, Megan.
It's true. And I never quite understood how they did... I understood how they did age in Korea when it comes to like Shin Ji-ah's age, and then they changed it.
They changed it. Wasn't it that like when you're born, you're automatically 1 year old? I don't know.
Yeah, when you're born, you're one, and then on New Year's, I think you turn another age. And so if you're born on, like, December 31st,
you're like automatically two
when you're 2 days old. Yeah, I could be wrong about that, but that was sort of my understanding of it. And then I think they changed it to be more like international age. But this is, don't listen to me. This is me as, like, a BTS stan trying to understand things and not an actual person who knows, like, real information. So,
yeah. Anyway, also, all this to say, all of them are 14 and big jumps did very much happen. But it is nicer to see. It is, and I'm not going to mention any of it. Like, whatever. We're not going to talk about it. But it feels nice to watch a junior women's event, which feels junior in its earnestness and the little mistakes that happen and the bright pink dresses, and not because I'm scared for them.
Yeah, and I think considering that, like, I think the reason that we don't cover juniors very frequently on this show and that I don't watch juniors as often is because I think it just doesn't appeal to me as much. I think the things that I like about skating tend to be more correlated with, like, maturity and, like...
Because you're a mature woman.
Because I'm mature. I'm a mature woman. I'm a distinguished... I'm a distinguished bisexual. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, at 33. So I think... But I agree with you that it's really refreshing to watch an event, and when you see someone skating kind of junior, that's okay. And you don't, yeah. Even if you don't like that, you can just be like, that's appropriate. When you see someone skating kind of junior at a senior event, it gives you that bad feeling of, like, the judges don't care. They're not going to take it into account for XYZ political reason. And it's making me mad that this person is considered a senior, even though they're skating like a junior, blah, blah, blah. I don't have to deal with any of that when I watch juniors. It's just correct. Like, this is great and cute. And
if anything, I would prefer this to be my juniors experience. I don't want to see anyone in juniors skating to fucking Beth Hart. Like, I don't want to see it because it's weird because you're 14, you know?
No, it's so true. And, like, I actually, the thing that made me think this the most was, who was the girl who skated to Cats?
God, what is her name? Min So Kwon.
Yes, I knew she was from Korea. That's the kind of thing that actually made me realize that you can have a beautifully charming program that is, like, so good and is adding to the world by existing that would also kind of necessarily need to be a junior program, because I wouldn't necessarily want to see a senior do that. I think that might be
this
weird if a kid
wasn't. This is blatant Ekaterina Kurikova erasure.
When did she do Cats?
No, she hasn't done Cats, but her whole thing is... I feel like it's very much in her brand that she would have done something like Cats and Cat Years, you know?
I don't know. I think part of what makes her great is that she really toes the line very well of, like, it's twee, but it's not
it is
I'm
twee.
A sexy baby. It's not like I'm a grown
so
woman.
Right. You're so yeah. right.
It's never like, why am I watching a grown woman with breasts do this child thing, you know?
Yeah, no, you're so right. It's just twee. Apologies.
Not to objectify Ekaterina, but sorry no. to draw attention to her boobs. Apologies to her if that's not something she wants. But anyway.
Apologies to her boobs
if whatever. Anyway, the Cats thing was, yeah, great example for me of, like, kids actually have juniors have so much to offer skating that seniors can't. And for that alone, it is cool to watch juniors. So I agree. I like it when the juniors do a program that is, like, necessarily juniors.
Yes. Agreed.
Also,
I
like Miss Saigon, and I don't think that it should probably be, like, performed because the story and the casting history is weird, but I do like the music. I did grow up on that very, like, Alan Bubliel era, like, late 80s, early 90s kind of synthy, epic historical musical theater type stuff. So, like, I do have a fondness for Miss Saigon for sure. And so I like seeing it on ice because for me it's like, oh, I get to hear the music, but I don't have to, like, think about it too hard.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I, as a known lame stan, it would be weird for me to criticize the writing duo behind Miss Saigon. It's not my favorite, But I, it's, you're right. It's one of those things where I'm like, the music fucking slaps. I don't know if I would go see it in the theater.
Currently. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So skating's great for that. And I think there's a lot of operas that fall in that category too. And that skating is like keeping them alive in a way, which is nice.
All right. We kind of already mentioned Shinjia, who did get silver. I love her.
I love her too.
I don't know why, but I'm obsessed with her.
I don't love her programs, but I love her.
Yeah. I am not convinced about her programs at all. Even though her free skate is a Benoit and I am legally required to stand. It's just, it's one of those things where it could be anything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's very, it's bland. I think that the giving, like, no offense to Michael W. Smith, it's not giving. It's so bland. It's bland, bland, bland city. Maybe there is, like, an art and a skill to writing music that is so bland. But, I'm not sure it's, like, doing the most for her. The fact that she's elevating it as much as she is, you know,
already
impressed.
Speaks to her skill, but yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I just, both of those, and I was thinking that, I don't mean to compare disciplines, but I was thinking that with the men's programs compared to the women's programs, I feel like the women's programs felt a lot more like, you know, very beautifully crafted and they look gorgeous and the costuming is gorgeous. And then you could just replace the audio with anything else and it's still going to work. Which I kind of loses me when that's the case. But that's not in the skater. That's in like the whole team and the choreographers and
everyone. Yeah. And we'll talk about Mao in a minute. I actually felt like she did a really good job of like, or whoever choreographed did a really good job of syncing the choreo to the music. But yeah, I agree. It's not necessarily on the skater, especially a really young skater like that. I think that there's the thing about at least like the podium for me, it was so classic throwback, even like top six, like all of it was so classic. It felt like I could be watching skating from like the 90s or something.
Well, many people would be very happy about that.
Yeah. And I think that I generally get a little annoyed when people are like, everything was better in the past. Like,
yeah,
but I think I mean that in a nice way of like all the things that you love about skating, I think are present in this next upcoming generation, which is very cool.
Which is very exciting for, especially for like people who are like returning to the sport and stuff. Yeah, I'm excited for Gia. I want to see more of her. Just in general, because God, I just got so distracted. Yeah, because I feel like she could be doing more interesting, exciting stuff, and because I'm sure she will eventually. Mm-hmm. Also, in 2018, she had her short program was Sway by the Pussycat Dolls, and her free skate was Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's the Lindsay Sterling Hallelujah, which is even more insane of a shot chaser combo.
Jesus.
So she's done some insane shit in the past. Also, I feel like if you're what she was, that was, she was like 9 years old skating to Hallelujah. And this is one of those cases where I'm like, someone please figure out what this song is about.
Yeah.
But that's a different topic of conversation entirely. Should we talk about Mao? Because my God.
God, she's so good. And like, here's the thing about her. She skates pretty junior. I'm not going to go out there and say she's out there with like incredible artistic skills yet. But I can see them like brewing. She understands drama, which is a big part of it. And I think what she has at 14 that a lot of people don't have at 14 is like skating skills.
Yes. I am more excited about her like actual like skating skills and performance than I am about the gigantic fucking jumps.
Yeah, and it's like I'm excited about the jumps insofar as they seem to have really good technique behind them.
Yeah.
If she, like, grows 6 inches and can't do them anymore, I don't know. Like, that's fine. But I think, I mean, so part of it is that, like, you guys have listened to our podcast enough to know that we're not as excited about the jumps in general. But also, I think I've reached a point, especially with juniors from, like, the really big top competitive countries, where it's not even really remarkable or impressive to me anymore if they have a triple axel and or quad. It's just sort of, okay, yeah, sure, the top however many people probably have something in their arsenal. It's not surprising to me. But yeah, no, just the technique. The edges, like, watch her edges. They're absolutely, like, remarkable for a young skater. That's the kind of thing you get over time, but, like, she's got it now. That's so exciting.
It's very exciting that that's also the kind of thing that you don't, like, really lose as you develop as a skater. It can only get better. And that's very, very exciting.
Yeah, that is true. I also wanted to shout out her programs because a Wakaba tribute is always is always appropriate in every occasion.
I don't think I'll be capable of hearing The Lion King ever in my life and not thinking it's a Wakaba tribute, like, ever. Like, in this case, I'm pretty sure it's, like, a very conscious Wakaba tribute, but in general, like, I was at a that Batshit concert that I told you about, like, the Philharmonic concert, they played some, like, selections from The Lion King, and I was like, ah, yes, a Wakaba Higuchi concert is what I'm at right now. Because I'm normal.
I love her costume for the free skate so much. It's so pretty.
I know. I don't know who made it. I haven't, like, dug around to find out. But it is the kind of costume that you're supposed to win gold in, you know?
Yeah, it is a dream. It's like if you fantasize about being a skater, it's like you fantasize about this dress. It's just, like, stunning.
It's like if I told you, like, draw me a figure skater, you know?
Yeah, and also, like, I do want to say, as much as I'm like, oh, her artistry isn't there yet, I think she has charisma in a way that is hard to nail as a junior woman in particular, where she can smile and it's not, like, creepy doll. It's like, she's smiling and it's cute. It's not, look at me, I'm it's a cute little
pageant.
Baby.
Yeah, it's not pageant.
It's not pageant and it's not overly reliant on youth. It's just, like, regardless of the age of this person, like, it's just a smile from her heart, and or at least that's how it reads.
Yeah.
No, so that's also
like
another
thing.
She's
just having fun and, like, enjoying her own performance, which is what I love to see.
Yeah. So that's another thing I don't think she's going to lose that you can't really teach. So, or maybe, I don't know. I struggle with the idea that there's anything you can't teach. I don't know if that's true or not, but
Feel like, especially in terms of performance, you could teach people to access anything. I don't think you can teach someone how to be happy in their performance. Hi, I'm Netta, and I've been doing Stanislavski technique for the past 25 years. I think that you can't teach someone how to be happy above performing, but you could teach anyone how to access the feeling of being happy so they can channel that in their performance.
Well, there you go. So, I don't know.
Wow. I don't know why Konstantin Stanislavski just possessed me for 2 seconds there, but I stand by
it. Did he possess you or did you access him?
I accessed him. Oh my God. Was I possessed or was I possessing? Was I silenced?
The latter.
I was possessing just a stupid amount of theater knowledge.
God.
Should we talk about boys?
We should. I want to quickly shout out one of my very favorites, though, who was An Changyi.
Yes.
Who I just, her costumes are stunning. She's stunning. Everything about her is amazing. And if they steal her away for pairs, I'm going to flip a table. Because we all know that China just, like, cannot stand. She's from China, right?
Yes,
I'm not making that up. China just, they just cannot stand to have an amazing woman single skater. They have to put them all in pairs. And, like, they do have amazing pairs teams, but, like, just please, like, just let her be a single skater. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, I enjoy her very much.
as long as we all get one shout out, I would like to shout out my actual homegirl from my old home rink, Kiara Hristova, who did end up 46th out of 47 skaters in the short program. And that's fine. She is a little powerhouse. She's one of the best juniors in Bulgaria. And this was her first outing to like Worlds or anything. And it's very exciting. And she also has a sister who's younger and also very good. So I'm very hopeful about them.
Hell yeah. The kids are all right.
The kids are all right. Men? Boys. Men. Those are boys.
Men and boys.
Well, they're... Feels weird, but they're... It's an older podium. I feel like they're men. Let me talk to you about bronze medalist Nozomu Yoshioka, because it is a shot chaser of a short and a free, which had me climbing my walls.
Yeah, same, but because he's coached by Keiji Tanaka.
Well, yeah, that's also a thing in his life. Talk to me about that. How does that feel?
I don't know. I really I wish that Keiji had stuck with it, but he appears to be a really good coach, and I can't fault him for that. Like, the kids are all right. Again, I will say it, like, you can see the KG legacy, and it just, like, seeing him pop up everywhere, just like it sparks joy. So it does. It if he had to retire, I'm happy that he's coaching a junior bronze medalist.
Yeah, it must feel good that, like, his transitioning into coaching is like this. Like, it must feel good to be delivering as a coach. Also, it's weird. Like, I feel like a lot of people kind of our age are like, all my friends are, like, getting married and buying houses. Or I guess, like, not buying houses, but, like, adopting a hamster or some shit. And I'm out here, like, I know I'm getting old because my faves are becoming coaches.
No, literally. That's exactly the same. It's the same feeling.
It's the passage of time, but I'm, like, so happy about it. But I do want to talk to you about going out there and doing a Malagueña and Pirates of the Caribbean, because my god.
Yeah, it's a real strong choice.
Personal attack. Also, I will be on my deathbed claiming that Pirates of the Caribbean is the greatest score of our lifetime.
I don't really know anyone who disagrees with that, and I, like, work in the music world, so it, I think that
it, the fucking theme, Megan, anytime I hear that theme I want to fight. Like, I want to go out and fight the person, and it's like deeply Pavlovian.
Yeah, like, Hans Zimmer has had his ups and downs, but, like, you just can't take away Pirates of the Caribbean. It's fucking great. And I like that Yoshioka wore a sword belt, and he wore boot covers with the knee high. Like,
yes,
more boot covers. And if you're gonna, I don't know. I think, like, I want to know what the song is based on the costume.
Yes,
as much as possible. So when this kid comes out, I'm like, better be pirates.
Yeah, I am deeply charmed by the tendency that there's a bunch of, program choices that tend to bring that out in people, but I don't think I've ever seen someone skate a pirate without, like, ever so slightly being a pirate about it, and that makes me so happy. And I, as long as we're talking about war horses, I don't want to go a single event without a pirate. I think we should be required by law to have one pirate per event.
Yeah, and if not, if it's not on the docket, they should play it instead of the ISU fanfare.
That would actually get me so hyped up.
Yeah, as opposed to, like, striking fear into my heart, like, da, 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 da.
I've been thinking about asking you to clip that for me to use it as an alarm, because most of the times I hear it is when I'm, like, dozing off and it's, like, 3 a.m.
No, shut up. I've actually had that thought, because, like, I've trained myself, when you hear it, you have to wake up from your, like, 3 a.m.
You have to wake up, and you have to be alert, and the thing is already happening, so you can't snooze it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that.
Please do that. That'd be so funny.
it feels weird to call pirates a warhorse because it's more of a nautical thing. Is it like a battleship?
It is a battle. It's the Revenge.
Is that... That's the one from Our Flag Means Death, right?
It is. Okay. It's Blackbeard's ship. It's historically Blackbeard's ship.
The Black Pearl?
The Black Pearl. Okay. I'm embarrassingly in my, like, pirates era. Just, like, as an aesthetic. I know most people do that when they're, like, 12. I was busy when I was 12, so now I'm, like, really into pirate stuff.
I think that's extremely valid. I don't know that I ever had a pirates phase. I think I've just always liked skulls.
I think it's coming if you haven't had a pirates phase. I think every person has a pirates phase. Maybe you're like Steed Bundt and it's just gonna come when you're like older and you have a wife that you wanna like abandon so you take to the seas. That's a pirates phase. Like, take
God, if I ever got a wife, I would never abandon her.
Not even for Blackbeard.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll think about that. I'll think about this question of would I ever abandon my wife while we move on to the silver medal.
Look, but what if you then come back and you're like, hi, my wife. Here is the new development in my queerness. Is this okay? And she's super chill about it.
What if I came back to my wife and I was like, I'm queer, and she's like, I know, you were both women.
Yeah, I know, something in my logic breaks when it's predetermined a queer merit. What if you had a husband? Okay, let's leave this for some other time when I don't have to talk to you about this fucking child. This fucking Swish child.
Okay, yeah, this kid... Oh my gosh.
This kid. It is so funny.
We have to say his name. I think we've just said this kid.
His name is Naoki Rossi, and he is Swiss. Well, he's Italian-Swiss, and his mom is Japanese, and he has trained and traveled all over the world, but he represents Switzerland, and I'm obsessed with him. I love him.
He's so dramatic and intense. I love what he does with his hands. He's just like, I really can't wait until he gets into seniors. And he's gonna cause some waves. And I know he trains in Italy, but like he did do his short program choreographed by Stefan. And I was like, thank the Lord, because we need these two men to be collaborating.
I was going to say, I did not know that going into this. I just put on his, because I was catching up on it. I put on his short program and I was like, this is fucking amazing. And this choreo slaps and the drama is there and it's happening. And then I opened Wiki and it's like, choreo by Stefan Lampio. I'm like, fucking of course it is.
Yeah, like, it would be ridiculous if there was, like, a really intense, dramatic, gay-coded male figure skater making waves from Switzerland and Stefan didn't somehow, like, have a hand in the shaping of the... I don't want to, like, make it sound weird because people are always making up weird homophobic things about Stefan, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, because we're deeply homophobic. This is now a Christian homophobic podcast.
Sorry about it. It's Easter. He has risen.
He is risen, and by he, we mean Naoki Rossi to silver at Junior Worlds 2023 in Gary, Indiana.
It was just so cute how he, like, thought that he had skated himself off the podium in the free, and then he was crying hysterically until he got his total score, then he started crying hysterically, but it was just really clear that he, like, didn't do the math. And it's like, that's really endearing.
That's also a big Stefan move.
Huge Stefan like move.
Being in the stands, fucking resigned to it. And then it's like, oh, I'm on the... Oh, never mind. I'm winning.
Yeah, I think it's that Stefan culture. It's just part of Swiss culture to not do math. Sorry about it.
That's why they're so good at, like, watches and stuff. Because they just want to see the numbers. They don't want to do the math.
It's true. They're amazing at watches. Everyone has one. And so if you don't, if it's not about time, it's like, well, what is that?
What is the point of numbers if they're not inside a watch?
Exactly. Explain that. You can't.
I started this whole thing by saying that I don't want to do math, and I stand by it.
Yeah. That's a strong stance. I applaud you for that.
Thank you. He is 16 years old, so he will get to, if he wants to, progress to seniors. Right?
Next year or the year after that. Again, I will not be doing math, but I'm very
excited. I don't know anymore because they're changing things. And I know that it's sort of our job to know, but no, it's not.
No, I'm not. Don't come for me. Don't come to me for facts.
We're not here to tell you anything you could Google. We're here to tell you things you couldn't Google, which is like what's going on inside our brains.
It'd be terrifying if you could Google what's going on inside my brain at any point.
Don't give them ideas. They're listening.
And not in like a welcome to my twisted mind kind of way, and just like in the way of like, it's a mess up there. That would be a terrible, terrible user experience.
Yeah, if my file organization on my computers is any indication, I don't want to see it all laid out up there.
Oh, God. Yeah, let's not give the computers that are listening any more ideas. Should we talk about Cal?
We should talk about Cal. What a weird kid.
I love him.
I love him too. And like, I don't know. I was having this conversation again with my friend Jules, who I was watching this with, about whether it's fair to like allow the person who won senior four continents to then do junior worlds.
I guess we only get like one or two more years of this potentially happening.
That's true.
Like, this might be one of the last. This might be a trivia question in a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Interesting. I hadn't even thought about it. He's just having a very good season.
He is. And like, he seemed to be kind of like pressed about the fact that he had to go to a junior competition and change his layout and everything. But like, it worked out for him. And like, I still stand by my theory that like, people should be allowed to be the best junior without having to then automatically become a senior.
Thank you. Yes.
So like, if anything, yes. Okay. I know that he's, you know, at how old is he? 15. Did we just say?
Oh, God, he is 17.
Oh, 17. Then I'm not sure. I feel like that is, like, cuspy, but...
Borderline.
It's borderline. But, yeah, I don't know. If anything, I'm like, let him be a junior. Just let him be the best junior. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of my hang-ups about juniors would be... And I feel like they will be fixed with the changes in age requirements. I just want to be excited about juniors longer, because I feel like what we get is 1 year of like someone goes shooting into like the leads in juniors, and then it's like, okay, that's good enough, let's put them amongst the sharks and seniors. And I feel like it's a lot more exciting if we just get like a junior's field that's junior for a couple of years, and we get to see them like really battle it out. There.
You're so right. You're right. It's so possible to almost completely bypass juniors and then you end up with a senior field that is like too big. It's too wide. And like specifically for women, you end up with kind of two fields. You end up with like younger seniors and older seniors.
Yeah.
Which I think this is maybe gonna fix this age.
I'm very hopeful now that we're like unraveling it a little bit. I feel like even just like a 1 or 2 year adjustment in age requirements is going to fix that a little bit.
Yeah. And if it doesn't, I don't know. There's part of me that's just like, fucking split it again. Like, younger seniors and older seniors, why not? I don't know. But whatever. That's a whole different conversation. Sometimes I like to throw out radical ideas that are controversial and then just like not talk about them.
That is so sexy of you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so anyway, I'm very proud of Cal, and I think that Japan, as a federation, is actually really good at letting juniors be juniors and strategically sending, like, really good juniors to Worlds instead of just, like, throwing them all in the seniors pool and then being like, well, I guess we won't win Worlds, Junior Worlds, it's fine.
I mean, I guess a reason, and I can't speculate, but I feel like a reason for that might be because the Japanese Federation surely is aware that their field is extremely deep and they're working with so much talent. And if anything, this is a very smart strategic way to display as much of it as possible in like the international stage. Because you can only send out so many juniors and you can only send out so many seniors. But if you keep your skaters like strategically separated in both fields, you can show more of them off to the world, you know?
Yeah, totally. There was also, I mean, Japanese Nationals, if you recall, just like was weird this year and had a lot of dark horses and kind of complicated the selection process. So I think that played into it, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, regardless, I mean, Cao now can say he has a Junior Worlds title. You know what I mean? Which like,
yeah. It's going to be very fun when he gets introduced as a senior and it's added to his many, many accolades, which I'm sure he's going to end up adding to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and he did amazing. I mean, it was like some of the best skating of the season for him.
Yes, it was.
You know, I still need to know why he like huffs his own wrist before he skates. I need to know.
I'm okay with it just being like a good luck charm thing situation.
But I need to know why. Like, I need to know why that imbues him with luck and
do
strength.
We think it's perfume? Like, I lost my sense of smell exactly 2 years ago, almost to the day, and I still put on perfume before I go to bed when I'm anxious, because it's something that my mom used to do for me when I was little. I don't know why, but whenever I couldn't sleep or something, she would be like, "Would you like some perfume?" And I would be like, "Sure," and it would like help.
That is so cute.
I can't smell the perfume, Megan, but I still, if I'm having a bad insomnia night, will put on perfume.
That's really sweet. I love that.
Oh, thank you. I didn't mean to like disclose like deep personal lore. But I mean, we're wonder friends, if he so has some sort of like, I wonder if it's something similar.
Maybe he has like a familiar scent. I wonder what it might be.
Yeah, it might be, I don't know. It might be something like that. Something that's just like a habit that like became, you know, part of it.
What would be like your, maybe this is mean to ask because you can't smell, but
I'm
if you had to.
I'm getting better about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you were getting better at it. If you had like one smell to like smell right before you skated, what would it be?
Oh, wow. Let me think about this. I have two answers. One of them is like just like a good like chai blend. Like a very like earthy, warm, grounding chai blend, because it is a comforting smell. Like it's something like I like getting like a chai latte if I'm not having a great time or something, and it like is very like warm. It feels warm in my chest. And the other answer is like wet clay.
Ooh,
I just really love that smell. And I don't mean like petrichor and like, oh, the smell of rain. I mean like, I keep talking about my mom. In my mom's studio, she's a ceramicist. And in her studio, when you wet a bunch of clay, it just has a very good smell. And it's also a very earthy smell. I feel like I would need something grounding. I think both of my answers are like something that's like very of the earth to like keep me grounded as I'm jumping my quads. Because in this scenario, I have my quads. What is yours?
I don't know. I asked the question. Of course, I have no answer. Because I think that I would also be inclined to say something really earthy, like sandalwood or something. But
ooh, yeah.
Also, though, like one of the things I love best about being in an ice rink is the smell. I love the smell of an ice rink.
I was going to say it already smells good.
Yeah. So for me, like I would just want a concentrated hit of like the ice rink. And it's probably like chemicals, but
just
I don't know.
Huffing an ice rink.
To me, it smells really clean.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's cold. It smells like
yeah.
Cold.
Well, maybe like, if they could concentrate the smell of like when you go outside on the first night that it's like below freezing.
Yes.
That would also be like, you know, a thing that might be really invigorating. So yeah, something like that.
Something like crisp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. This is someone could like really psychoanalyze this based on. Well, honestly, based on the past, like, 50 minutes of this.
they could psychoanalyze us. They have a huge sample size to go off of.
Just insane things that we have said.
I have a closing thought about...
Please do.
Just watching Junior Worlds after not having seen Juniors much in a while. Uh-huh. Maybe this is petty of me. God forbid I ever be petty on this show. maybe this is petty and mean and, like, whatever. That being said, every time I saw any of the women in particular skating, the really, really good ones, like top six, I would think to myself, this is good. It's good in a junior way. And I have not seen a Terry Girl performance that was better than this or more senior than this.
Thank you. Yeah, no. And it goes back to what I was saying earlier, is that it's okay to be junior in a junior way when you're fucking 14 years old. And I feel like there is a way to be junior, which is just physically, even if you're the best in the world, you've only had so many years to gather a wealth of experience. And that's fine. I'm okay with seeing, like, inexperience. I didn't see fear. And I feel like that's the big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. And, like, yeah, just it's, I don't know. Something I think about a lot, okay, is that, you know, in, like online, like, Twitter stan war hater, like, fighting culture. Okay, I don't participate in it, but sometimes I see it and I think it's fun. I like how, like, okay, so I'll use the example of K-pop, because that's, like, what comes across my timeline. Let's say, like, Luna does something, or, like, okay. Blackpink does something.
Okay, I am familiar with those groups.
Yeah.
I feel then, a billion years old.
I feel like Blackpink and BTS is a good example, because for some reason their fans hate each other, which doesn't make any sense to me, but whatever. So let's say Blackpink does something, right?
Okay.
And then, like, they achieve something. And then one of their fans will be like, see, BTS could never do this. And then a BTS fan will come in on their shining white horse and be like, you can't even keep their names out of your mouth. Like, nobody said anything about them, but you're so obsessed with them that you can't stop thinking about them. As though that's some sort of gotcha. And, like, I'm like, yeah, that's what it's like to hate someone.
Yeah.
Like, that's just obsessive. What it's like.
Yeah, it's just obsessive.
And I'm sorry that I use that. I could just have easily have turned it the other way around. Like, I'm more of a BTS fan than a Blackpink fan, but I like Blackpink, so whatever, don't read into it. It was just an example. But
You could have easily also just made it about figure skating Twitter, and you didn't, and I respect that.
Well, in my case, I'm kind of gotcha-ing myself, right? I hold myself to a really high standard of, like, trying to make sure that my opinions are not swayed by, like, unfair bias, because bias is sort of inherent to every opinion on Earth. Mm-hmm. You're biased by your personal parameters that you're measuring things against based on what you like. But I want to make sure that it's not, like, inaccurate and mean. Sure. And so I always, whenever I have a thought, particularly about Team Russia, I try to check myself and think, like, is this mean? You know, because those skaters are going through enough cruelty. Yeah. And also, like, Russia is committing cruelties on the international stage. It's complicated. And so I was thinking to myself, like, no one from Russia is here. They're literally not here. Like, and you're thinking about them and bringing them up right now. Is that, like, are you, like, a hater? Are you an obsessive? And I'm like, maybe, no. But, like, also, it's been so present in...
I feel like it's... Well, it would be a hater thing if it was just everything was fine in that federation, in that country, in those training camps, and we just didn't like it, and we kept thinking about it. But it exists in a context, right? And it's part of the bias, but it's also just about, like, it's impossible not to think about it, because while all of this is happening and we're watching Junior Worlds and shit, we're hearing more and more about what has been happening, especially in, like, the fucking Sambo camp, not just like across Russia. And it makes sense to compare and contrast experiences because I don't know, I mean, I just feel like very sad about like all the kids in fucking Sambo.
Oh my god, no, it's horrifying. I mean, every day something new comes out. I was reading the Myachromic thing today, which was just, if you're, as a listener, like,
yeah,
if you like Google that, just be prepared that it's really gory and horrible and disturbing, what happened to her. And that's what I'll say about it.
Can I talk about that? Can
I talk
about that?
Sure.
I was
a whole content
about
warning,
it.
Whatever.
Content warnings for like graphic injury and gore. I typed out a whole thread about it on Pod Twitter, and then I decided that, well, my voice is not as important because I'm not a professional figure skater or anything, but I feel like a lot of people haven't experienced what it's like when someone gets very, very hurt at their rink. And reading that was, I'm not going to say triggering, but it was unsettling because I've seen it happen once at like practice ice where someone fell and it wasn't just like, because first of all, when someone falls, even on a triple, you can fucking feel it, like the rink shakes. But this wasn't just like a normal, you know, jump fall because they cut themselves somehow in going down, and it was gory, there was a bunch of blood, and it's such a surreal experience to be witnessing that, knowing that first of all your ice time is still going, like are you supposed to stop, what is happening, the person doesn't want to be looked at, like doesn't want like the attention on them, but they can't, you know, you can't look away. You're supposed to keep skating. There is literal blood on the ice. And it's just like this bizarre experience. And there was, I remember when it happened, I'm an adult. There was like younger kids watching this skater go through this. And I'm talking about a skater who's like in their older teens. So it's not like a little kid, at least I was fine. It's just such a weird, it's one of those things where like, the world kind of pauses a little bit. And I was like, this was such a traumatizing thing to happen at my rank, the one time I've seen it happen. And I'm pretty sure that's like fucking, maybe not daily, but like a weekly event at Sambo. And that's fucked up. Because it was, yeah. I've seen shit. Like I'm 30 years old almost. Like I've seen things in my lifetime. I can't imagine being like a 12-year-old and that's just part of your daily thing is like, oh, so-and-so fell and her arm is across the rink and we're just gonna like keep doing our quads because we've paid for our ice time. It's insane.
Yeah, and like it's also insane to me that what had happened was that I guess she like tripped immediately, like after she started, like just out of her starting pose, and her toe pick caught in her hand wrist area, and there was so much blood that it was like genuinely like, is she gonna survive? And that to me is like, okay, you tell anybody, any random person, right, who doesn't know anything about figure skating, like what's dangerous about figure skating, they'd be like, oh, like
the knife,
you could cut yourself on the knife and bleed out, and we would be like, no, that never happens, but like, yeah, of course if that happened that would be crazy. So it's such an obvious thing, it's not even like a subtle like, oh, her hip is malformed because she's been going through training exercises that were irresponsible over the course of several years of her formative years. It's like, no, this is so obvious, like a first aid thing. And it's just like, they're just so on another planet in terms of like, what is an appropriate way to respond to hurt children. I like can't even fathom. But anyway, all of this to say, basically, there's conversation about sort of whether they might even be allowed there, but whether there will be a discussion on whether Russia will be allowed to return at some point in the near future. And just sort of having that on my mind, I was just watching the junior women and thinking like, this is literally like, you could slot in like any of the ridiculously overscored Kamila Valieva boleros into this competition. And I'd be like, yeah, this is where this belongs. Sure.
Yeah. The thing is, in a world where the war ends and the dictatorship state that is currently Russian politics gets toppled because homeboy is on his last legs. He's gonna die soonish. I'm gonna get killed. In a world where all of that happens, I'm perfectly fine with Russ Fedd returning to competition. I'm chill with that. I would love for, like, the thousands of fucking kids who skate in, like, the Siberian regions and all of that to be allowed at competitions under their own flag. Again, in a world where they're not used for, like, fucking military propaganda. Even then, I think we should take a torch to Sambo and have it burned down, potentially with a bunch of the ghouls that are involved in it.
Yeah, like, that's my whole thing, is that, like...
Like, I'm fine with Russia, like, as a concept in a weird, hopeful future. I'm not fine with any of them.
Yeah, I feel like at no point have I ever really had to sit down and grapple with my feelings about a country or countries being banned from a sport because of things they're doing on the world stage. Like, I have opinions about it, but I haven't given it a shitload of deep thought, to be honest, because I'm really happy that Russia is banned for any reason, because they're not banned for the reason they should be. They should be banned for doping. They should be, like, absolutely restructured and all this. I mean, none of this is, like, new takes for y'all. You're all, like, you know, if you're Patreon subscribers, you have
everyone's
heard us talk
begging
about this,
for us to wrap it up, and we're like, right. I'm in my feelings.
No, I know, but it's just like, yeah, it's like, I don't, I just, please, God, just fucking investigate the doping and the abuse. Like, it's literally right there. It's outrageous at this point.
There is a whole generation of them that needs to go. And then we can talk about, like, restructuring and shit, because it's so deeply systemic and it's so deeply ingrained in just, like, the general culture of what gets glorified and what gets allowed, that it's just gonna be hard. And I would love to see a fucking future where I'm excited for a bunch of Russian skaters. Because, like, if you go back to fucking episodes from 4 years ago, I had a collection of little Russian skaters that I enjoyed.
No, me too. And, like, up until the day they stopped competing, I had Russian skaters that I liked. Now, did they ever, like, get to go anywhere by the time, like, the Sambo field was totally saturated? No, but, like, I was still rooting for, like... certain of them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so all of that is, you know, it's a bigger conversation. And I'm sorry to put a damper on this very fun Junior Worlds in Gary, Indiana episode, but it's just been on my mind, you know?
No, it hasn't. It's been a while since we've spoken or recorded. And I think I agree with what you're saying about sort of Junior Worlds being like, oh, it's a preview of what's to come. I also think I still have this, like, impulse to not get too attached to any juniors, because you never know who's going to decide it's not for them or how puberty is going to affect anybody. And so I think, like, yeah, I definitely feel that way as somebody who primarily watches seniors. I'm also trying really hard to just appreciate the moment for what it is, of, like, a junior world title is a huge deal. And it's, like, an accomplishment at this moment in your life, regardless of what seniors ends up looking like for you.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So, yeah, let's celebrate that shit. Hey, if you're listening, that means that you help us keep the lights on in this house that we've built in this metaphorical studio. And we thank you very much. It's almost world's time, and it's gonna be a journey. And if things continue to be sort of stable in the clown car, we'll see you on Twitter about it, and we obviously will see you on main feed about it. In the meantime, just thank you for supporting us. It means a lot, and it keeps this show on the road.
Thank you all so much for listening and supporting us. We love you, and we will see you next time.
Love you. Bye.